Italian authorities have freed a 21-year-old American woman and two American men who were arrested in Genoa at the end of last month's G8 summit. Also released were several members of an Austrian theater troupe. The American woman, Susan Thomas, is a Quaker. She was in Genoa working as a journalist and interpreter when she was taken into custody by Italian police. They accused her of conspiring with violent anarchists who were seeking to disrupt the summit. Reporter David Willey is in Rome. Hi, David. Did Ms. Thomas make any comments upon her release?
Yes, she told journalists who saw her at Malpensa Airport, the main airport in Milan, just before she flew off to Vienna, that she was very glad to be free, but she was very concerned for what she called all the Genoese political prisoners. She made it very clear that 3 weeks in prison hasn't changed her attitude at all. She says that she is a pacifist, and she insisted that the theater group with whom she was traveling when she was arrested was also nonviolent.
She's free now to return to her home in New Jersey. Is that where she's going?
That's right. She's spending a bit of time with friends in Vienna on her way home, but her intention is to go back to her parents' home in New Jersey by the weekend.
What can you tell us about the others who were freed yesterday, the other prisoners and this theater troupe?
Well, most of them are Austrian nationality. They came to make theatre, as they put it, during the Genoa summit, and they travelled in a van. They were picked up by the Italian police on their way back home, about 15 kilometres from Genoa. And the police were very suspicious because they found a lot of black clothes in the van and also some sticks and some flags and disguises. The theatre group said this was legitimate theatre gear. The police argues that this was the sort of equipment that members of the so-called Black Bloc, the anarchists who disrupted the summit, used to such effect that they caused havoc. And in fact, the charges that Susanna Thomas and the others are facing are very serious. Conspiring to commit acts of violence, they could end up, if they're found guilty, with quite long prison terms.
A lot of people have been critical of the police tactics during this summit. Amnesty International has even called for an independent inquiry into what the police did. Do you think that's likely to go ahead?
I don't know about Amnesty International and international inquiries. All I do know is that there are six separate inquiries being conducted by the Italians at the moment. There are internal police investigations, and also a judge in Genoa this week has ordered that the police officers who are alleged to have attacked groups of demonstrators with great brutality hand over their nightsticks to the judicial authorities to see whether there are traces of blood on them, as was alleged by many of the people who have been released this week.
Reporter David Willey in Rome.